This day has seen the inauguration of Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. as the 46th President of the United States. He was sworn in today to lead the nation into the post-Trump era, facing the worst public health crisis in a century and deep political divisions. And Vice President Kamala Harris, the first woman, first Black, and first Asian to serve in that role, was sworn in on this historic day. John Yang begins our coverage.
Today's was an inauguration unlike any other before. Missing were the usual crowds, banished due to concerns about security and the pandemic, and replaced on the National Mall by 200,000 flags. Taking the oath as vice president,
I, Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear,
the first woman and first woman of color. And the oldest person ever elected to the nation's highest office took the presidential oath.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
Mr. Biden used the family Bible on which he had twice taken the vice presidential oath and seven times as senator.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Standing in front of the U.S. Capitol, still scarred by this month's deadly assault by a pro-Trump mob, the 46th president called for unity.
We've learned again that democracy is precious. Democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed. Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
He acknowledged that the task will not be easy.
We have much to do in this winter of peril and significant possibilities. Much to repair, much to restore, much to heal, much to build, and much to gain. Few people in our nation's history have been more challenged or found a time more challenging or difficult than the time we're in now.
And he called for the nation's political discourse to change.
Politics doesn't have to be a raging fire, destroying everything in its path. Every disagreement doesn't have to be a cause for total war. And we must reject the culture in which facts themselves are manipulated and even manufactured.
Looking on, predecessors Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, with whom he served as vice president, and Mr. Biden's successor in that office, Mike Pence. The day's theme of America United was carried on by Amanda Gorman, at 22, the youngest inaugural poet in U.S. history.
We are striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters and conditions of man. And so we lift our gazes not to what stands between us, but what stands before us.
On this day where we emphasize national unity.
The new president's entire day underscored that idea. From morning mass at St. Matthew's Cathedral with congressional leaders from both parties, to a military pass and review on the Capitol's East Front, and a wreath-laying ceremony with former Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. President Biden traveled through a city on high alert. More than 25,000 National Guard troops patrolled a downtown largely off-limits to visitors and traffic. Coast Guard vessels kept watch on the Potomac River. Entering the White House for the first time as president, Mr. Biden quickly got down to business, signing 17 executive orders on issues ranging from the pandemic to climate change, and sending Congress his sweeping immigration bill.
Great honor, the honor of a lifetime.
In his final hours as president, Donald Trump was busy too, issuing scores of commutations and pardons to allies.
Do you have any regrets about your presidency?
Mr. Trump left Washington this morning, the first time in more than 150 years an outgoing president skipped his successor's inaugural. He never spoke with his successor or even uttered his name in public. Mr. Trump did follow one tradition, leaving a handwritten Oval Office note for his successor. Addressing supporters at Andrews Air Force Base, Mr. Trump pledged to be back in some form.
I will always fight for you. I will be watching, I will be listening, and I will tell you that the future of this country has never been better. I wish the new administration great luck and great success.
President Trump arrived at his Mar-a-Lago resort in South Florida before his successor was sworn in. In Washington, President Biden settled in at the White House, where the challenges of the pandemic, the wounded economy, a polarized nation, and crises yet to come lie ahead. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.